Good morning. To all you brave people out there. So our format's going to be a little different this morning. We originally were going to have our Good Neighbor Initiative, and Matt Coelho had put together just an excellent presentation for us, but we knew that this morning would be very light, and we didn't want to miss just this incredible opportunity for him to share and for you guys to receive and process some of the stuff that he's been thinking through on how to be a good neighbor, how to live out the gospel. And so we have postponed that for until further notice, I guess. And then we were going to do just our normal announcements, but in light of everything that's happening, I just want to share some things with you guys. So I imagine that we're all familiar with the many restrictions that have come about in the last week for places of employment, to events, religious gatherings, and now even to many of our local schools. Although Refuge meets the requirements for assembly under the restrictions that are current, 250, we're under that number. We can keep some social distance, which some of you are totally breaking the rules this morning, I add. I am good and safe, far away from all of you. But the elders and I have been just discussing this for the last week, and we're really trying to be wise and be a good witness to our neighbors, to the governing authorities. And so we believe that in light of the local schools closing, that was kind of the last straw, to postpone our Sunday morning gatherings until further notice. This is what many of the churches are doing, and we believe that this is the right move at this time, and that seems to be through March 29th. So we'll be sending out an email later today, maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure exactly, I think today. But I'll let you guys know what to expect in the weeks to come for our other ministries that take place here at our location. And so the best way to stay updated with all of this on services or gatherings will be through our website or through our weekly newsletter. And if you haven't already, now would be a great time to sign up for that. So you can sign up for the newsletter at the info station with a QR code or at refugecf.com. Now, as much as we value our Sunday morning gathering, we know that the church is so much more than this. We are the community of the living God. We are the community of the Spirit of the living God. And the message that we carry both in word and deed was meant for a diseased and deadly world. So it is vital that we keep on being the church and living out that witness to those around us. And we believe at this time, the best way we can do that is to gather either informally or formally in homes with no more than 10 people at a time. Again, we'll be sending out more info about this through our newsletter, but since we will not be meeting here, we can gather together in smaller groups to worship, just like the church has done for, you know, thousands of years. We can worship, pray, share and hear the word, encourage and support one another. And so, if you are interested in being a host home for a gathering on a Sunday, would you see me or one of the other pastors after? And we would love to just give you the information for that and just some of the health guidelines that we are recommending for a gathering, and then we can also give you some formatting that we are putting together for that. Or you can totally do a free flow service. If you would like to simply invite, informally invite a few friends over for prayer and worship or a meal, please, we encourage you to do that. If you are a large family already, you are a group of 10 people, maybe this is a great time just to do a Sunday morning worship service with your family. Gather around, sing a song together, open up the book of Psalms, tell your children the story of God's goodness and redemption. This is a great discipleship opportunity for us as parents, as neighbors, as members of God's family to disciple one another in God's truth. So we encourage you in the weeks to come, again, that you would be the church, whether we are scattered in homes, gathered on a Sunday morning for worship, or isolated because of the flu, God forbid, COVID-19 or other symptoms. We encourage you to keep on loving one another, to take care of one another, to meet the practical needs of one another, of those around you. Reach out to your neighbors, especially if they are older, while using, of course, the proper social distancing. Offer to pick up groceries, not toilet paper, obviously, or run an errand for them. But truly, this is an opportunity to extend the love of Christ. Also, if as a member of our community, if you happen to contract COVID-19, please reach out to us through info@refugecf.com. We will obviously want to be able to pray for you and know how we can support you and have updates on your health and just provide that support in any way possible. And lastly, I'll just say this. It's such a strange time to be living in, isn't it? And it feels like that, right? Like feels like the social fabric of the world is coming undone. When you look at history, the church has seen many such things. We could go all the way back to the early church that dealt with the plague that wiped out the Roman Empire. And we could look at them and the way that they lived and the witness that they put on display for the kingdom of God. We could look at the reformers and how they lived through the bubonic plague and the things that they had to deal with. We could, you know, look at what others were dealing with in World War I and World War II and many times in history. But for us, it feels like such a strange time to be living in. And I think for our little community, gosh, we've seen a lot of strange things in the last few years. In light of all that, I would encourage you that you would respect the governing authorities, the guidelines and restrictions that they have set, both statewide and locally. But I would also add that you would not be those who would give in to fear and hysteria. Again, in history, God's people have faced far worse situations than this. And it was their sober-mindedness and their charity that shone the light of the gospel in those dark days. So please keep in the forefront of your minds God's sovereignty, his mercy, and his love. And allow these truths to guide you in the various interactions, circumstances, and decisions that you will have to make in this next season. It's not that we ignore these things. It's not that we don't care, that we're cold-hearted, these things. Oh, God's in control. Like, that just, you know, relieves us of any responsibility. No, of course not. We want to be wise and discerning, but we also, underneath all that, need to trust God and need to remember our history, that God is faithful. He's always been faithful. So I'll finish with this, and then we'll get into this morning's study. So this was the wise counsel that C.S. Lewis gave while London was being bombed during World War II. He says, "The first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. If we are going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint and a game of darts, not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs." So in these times, we want to remember that we can live our lives, that because underneath all that, we believe that God is the one that is ultimately in control. And so just encourage you with these things. Again, if you want to host formally or informally, please just share that with us so we can know. Formally, you want to do that, we'll be able to get your information, we'll be able to send people your way, give you format, yada, yada, yada. All right? Sound good?